A special programme in celebration of the founder father of the UK electronic organ festival scene, Cled Griffin. For those of you of a certain age, the name of Cled Griffin will probably bring back memories of attending some of the UK organ festivals that he began presenting back in December of 1980, with the first weekend event being held at the Barton Hall Chalet Hotel in Torquay, which at that time was owned by the Pontins Holiday Group. Sadly, Cled passed away on August the 7th, and so this month's show will take a look back at what he began, together with some of the many organists and instruments of those times, for it was the start of something that Pontins continued to promote both here and later in Spain for a good many years. For the background to how this scene commenced, we need to look back to a simple weekend festival for organ music lovers, which organist Molly Forbes presented at a large hotel in Buxton. Cled, along with his family, which included his son Ian, who was very much into the organ music scene, came away from the event, and Cled had what one can be called a light bulb moment, for he could immediately see the potential of doing something on a bigger scale. He made an approach to the special events manager of Pontins Holiday Group back then, a larger-than-life guy by the name of Bob Chappell. Bob ran with the idea, and so the first 2 days' event was held at Barton Hall. Now, I don't have an actual programme for that occasion in 1980, but I do have one for the following year, because by that time, Cled had asked me to come along and compare some of the concerts. On Friday evening, December the 4th at 8:45, I proudly introduced the first of the festival stars, Mark Shakespeare at the Versi Organ. The television film theme The Sweeney, played there by Mark Shakespeare, and whenever I play any of the recordings that Mark made in his short life, I have to ask myself, where he'd be today with the huge technological advancements made not only in organs, but in the compact keyboard scene that grew from it. Throughout the Saturday, the many rooms at Barton Hall gave festival goers a chance to catch up on some of the latest instruments being demonstrated by dealers and stars alike, as well as teaching sessions for people of all ages. And yes, there were many young teenagers interested in playing the organ back then. In addition to myself, Claire had also invited the presenters of Organ Showcase, Glenda Haviland and Ron and Carol Kite of Radio 2CR Bournemouth, to share some of the presentation side of things. But by 8 o'clock that night, the lower ballroom was packed to capacity for a concert shared by Trevor Daniels and Brian Sharp, and what a lineup that was. Trevor was promoting the Krumah range of organs and included this in his programme, one of his own compositions called Lisa. Trevor Daniels at the Krumah organ with one of his own compositions titled Lisa. And without taking anything away from Trevor's performance, it would be fair to say that the one artist everyone wanted to see that night was the one and only Brian Sharp. Thank you. some disco classics played on the Kauai T30, an instrument that had yet to make its appearance on the organ scene some years later, and included only because I've no idea what instrument Brian featured in that concert, but most certainly that disco classics finale would have been an inclusion played on no matter what instrument he favoured at the time. On Sunday morning, the main ballroom at Barton Hall resounded to the sound of Hammond organs played by Byron Jones, who had also appeared at Cled's first festival the year earlier. Well, both Cled and Byron come from Welsh Wales, you see, boyo. Byron Jones and a little number called If I Could Make You Care. Well, sharing the stage was blind organist Peter Bartle, already making quite a name for himself on the broadcasting and recording scene. Using a portable Hammond and with his trusty and much-loved and faithful guide dog called Brig by his side, Peter included this number in his programme, Shine. Little tune called Shine, played there by blind organist Peter Bartle. Originally, the title of that song was That's Why They Call Me Shine, and it was a popular song with lyrics by Cecil Mack and Tin Pan Alley songwriters Lou Brown, with music by Fred Dabney, published way back in 1910. Well, the interesting thing to note about those early weekend festivals was that they came to an end at 4 o'clock on the Sunday, rather than the early hours of the morning, as became the norm in the years that followed. But looking through that festival brochure of 1981, who were some of the other names that appeared in one form or another, either as artists in concert or playing for the dealers that supported the events? Well, for instance, there was Brian Hazelby, who went on to appear at many future festivals. Well, let's remind ourselves of the sound of the Yamaha 605, together with the GS1 and CS80 synths, as Brian plays the Sea Jam Blues. Brian Hazelby and the Sea Jam Blues. Also appearing was Michael Brent, who was the demonstrator for the Kimball range of organs back then. This was his contribution, reviving, as it will for all of us, memories of the very famous team of Morecambe and Wise. Sunshine, played there by Michael Brent on the Kimball Sensation model, a model which one has to say was not so much of a sensation as the company might have hoped for, because it never survived for very long. Well, whatever the reason, I used to spend a lot of my spare time at the event listening to Michael play the grand piano in one of the lounges. Now, there was a piano player if ever I heard one, and hopefully still is, come to think of it. With Pontin's Director of Special Events, Bob Chappell, already having seen the potential of the intimate weekend festivals at Barton Hall the previous year, he took the decision to open the organ scene up to a much wider audience, and so Pontin's Holiday Village at Tower Beach in Wales became the first of the week-long events, which attracted numbers never before thought possible for the electronic organ scene. In turn, this opened the field for many more organists, and one of the first to take the stage on opening night was Dave Smith on Lowry. Lively polka medley there, played by Dave Smith on the Lowry MX1. With such a large venue at their disposal, many of the organ dealers and manufacturers took advertising space, and at times the noise in the various rooms was deafening to the point that potential customers had to wear earphones in an attempt to try out the various organs on display. One of the dealer demonstrators was a young Andy Carville, who we've heard on these Organ First programmes a couple of times recently. Back then, he was demonstrating gem organs, and this is quite a rare demo recording he made featuring the H100 model. Sunday played on the Gem H100 model, and once again apologies for some background noise on that 45 RPM, but it has survived for over four decades. One thing that soon became apparent at these festivals was that some of the organists were never afraid to let their hair down a bit, and one such organist was Tony Pegler, who very soon became an organ festival regular for years to come. Here's Tony playing the Thomas Coronado model with a television film theme from Black Beauty, the title being Galloping Home. The sound of the Thomas Coronado organ galloping home, played by Tony Pegler. Well, it wasn't uncommon for electronic organ manufacturers back then to do their best to emulate in tonal sounds the mighty theatre pipe organ. Today, that practice has reached heights that could only be dreamed of in the 80s, and one of the companies that did explore that avenue was Gold Branson. Who better then to have an organist at home on theatre pipe organs to demonstrate their range, and that person being none other than David Shepherd. Theatreland, played by David Shepherd on the Gulbranson Palace model, which was the top of their spinet range back in 1981, with no less than 6 channels of sound. David, of course, was no stranger to the world of broadcasting, and the same went for Alec Leader, who regrettably only ever got around to making one single LP, and even that was 10 years earlier than his festival appearance. Anyway, here he is with a rather strange title, He Shouldn't-a, Hadn't-a, Ought-a Swang on Me. Make of that what you will. Thank you. And that was Alec Leader. Another festival favourite was Steve Liddell, and he gained a whole legion of fans when he played for many of the night owls with his easy-on-the-ear jazz stylings, interlaced with a joke or two to keep everybody happy, often until the early hours of the following day. Well, here's a typical number of his played on the Yamaha D85, Steve's Boogie. Steve's Boogie, played by Steve Liddell. As I said earlier in the show this month, Cled Griffin's son Ian was into the organ playing scene at a very early age and continues to be so to this very day. One of the biggest success stories of the electronic organ scene was when Ian teamed up with another young up-and-coming organist by the name of Richard Bauer. They formed the Key Clicks duo and toured and recorded as such for many years after. This is a track from their very first recording that they made together in the days of cassettes. It's called Brother Louie. Brother Louie, Ian Griffin and Richard Bauer, known also as Key Clicks Duo. As the electronic organ festival scene progressed, it began to fragment, and although there are still offshoots of it today, they're nothing like the days when attendance numbers were often in four figures, and as such, this paved the way for festivals in Holland and Spain. You know, it's hard to believe, but for the Spanish festivals, of which there were six held at the Hotel Continental in Torremolinos, no less than seven chartered planes each year left from various UK airports to bring out festival goers for fun in the sun. For me personally, there was one of the biggest surprises, not to mention opportunities, to compare a couple of concerts by the legendary Alan Haven.
Thank you.
Touch of humour there with I Want My Mama, played there by Alan Haven in the inimitable style of his on a one-of-a-kind JVC organ, of which it's thought that Alan had a little hand in the development of. In turn, we got to hear Spanish organists, and on one momentous occasion, one of the biggest in Spain at the time was flown to England to appear at one of the UK festivals, which had by this time gone to an even bigger venue at Middleton Towers in Morecambe. Here then is Antonia Maria Mayolis with Chanson d'Amour. Antonia Maria Mayolis on Hammond with Chanson d'Amour, rat-tat-tat-tat-tat. Anyway, throughout the UK Electronic Organ Festival period, there were many regular performers and some never-to-be-forgotten highlights. So to close this tribute to Cled Griffin, the founder father of the UK Electronic Organ Festival scene, I'm going to feature three artists, sadly not all on one recording, but on occasion when all three appeared together for the 50th anniversary of the Hammond organ in 1984. The spectacular show at Middleton Towers, Morecambe, that night featured Gerry Allen, George Blackmore and Howard Beaumont. First up for this one then is the one and only Gerry Allen with Take the A-Train. Thank you. Take the A-Train, played by Gerry Allen, and taken from the final LP recording he ever released in order to raise funds for the Royal Free Hospital in London, where he'd undergone much of the treatment he received in his latter days. Also on the bill that evening was George Blackmore, also playing Hammond. Cuckoo, played on the Hammond F2000 by George Blackmore. Finally, it was the turn of this country's very own Hammond organ elder statesman, my very good and long-time friend Keith Beckingham, with a medley here, Liza, I Get a Kick Out of You, and Sometimes I'm Happy. And in Keith's case, that's usually always. Thank you. Typical Keith Beckingham medley from his LP Space Age Hammond. In closing this programme, which I've dedicated to Cled Griffin, a good and dear friend who gave me the chance to be part of the festival scene, it goes without saying that it would have been impossible to have included so many more artists who entertained us in those formative years. I know that Ian Griffin and his sisters would like to pass on their thanks for the many messages that they've received during this very sad time. And I'm sure that any artist who appeared at those festivals would agree that we all owe a vote of thanks to Cled Griffin for opening up the electronic organ scene to a much wider audience. From yours truly, Alan Ashton. Thanks, Cled. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.